Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is for. Okay. Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is here to say and show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is here to say accept yourself and heal others starting today.
That is right. Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show. Welcome. It is about healing yourself and getting out there on that big mission, and that means healing others. So thank you so much for coming in today. We have a special guest that I will get to in just a couple of minutes. I'm very excited about having her on today. Her name is Susan Finley. We've been waiting quite a while for Susan to get on the show, and she has a very special message today about key to unlocking the law of attraction. And any of you know that are aware at all of the law of attraction, with which most of us have some information on it, we realize that there are certain things, certain little changes and little energy movements that we need to do to really walk into the energy of the law of attraction. And Susan is going to tell you how to do that today. I'm very excited about that. But before we get started with our show today, which, as you know, is called The Messenger, we have this show on Sharpen Your Spirit podcast. This is one of our segments that we do every week. It comes out on Wednesday weekly. With that, with this show, we always invite on the who's who in the spiritual world, in the world of healing and the world of love and the world of metaphysics, that help people to become self-empowered, to be full of love, full of joy, and to get themselves out there in their life to do the work that they are meant to be. And I think that you'll find today that's exactly what this show is about. We also do another segment here, and you know me, I'm Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach here, and I do a segment every week called 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Mission Alive or Business Alive. You know, we all want to get out on a mission. We're all pulled and tugged and invited by the divine to get out and do something in a bigger, more loving, healing way. So once a week for 15 minutes, we do a very clear, down, dirty, but big, fat, loving show that says, what are the things that you need to do to step out on a big mission in your life and to become a messenger of your own dreams? So I ask and that you all tune into that show. That show is here on Tuesday at the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast. So two amazing things that we do here today. And you know what it means if you've tuned in today. It means that you are loved here and that you were invited in as a very special guest and that you're important to us. So let us know if you have any feedback, if there's anything you particularly would like to hear here on the show. Just send something out there in the comments, or you're welcome to connect with me at sharpeningyourspirit.com, and I will answer any questions you have and support you in any way that is needed. Okay, we're ready for our show. And boy, I'm excited about this because I know that so many people need to hear this. So many people need to hear this message. And today we're going to get the answer to some questions that I think we've all had about the law of attraction. So today we have this special guest, Susan Finley. She's a certified life coach, a catalyst, author, speaker, and teacher, specializing in happiness, personal empowerment, spirituality, and the law of attraction, medicine, and metaphysics. Susan's mission is to empower others to create a happier, more abundant, healthier life, the life of their dreams. Susan is the author of the book called Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction, and this is what you must know to have the life that you desire. In this book, she provides the best of the best information, tools, and techniques she has learned and uses in her own life. Susan has been on many radio shows, teleconferences, and given many talks on the area of self-improvement, happiness, spirituality, and the law of attraction and metaphysics. And one other amazing thing she does, as if that's not enough, right, everybody? But she does something else that is a huge blessing. And we certainly love her here on Sharpen Your Spirit Radio Show for giving her heart to this. For the past 30 years, Susan has been an elementary school teacher. During this time, she earned the Teacher of the Year Award. She believes that everyone is available to choose to achieve their highest version of happiness, enlightenment, and success, and live their wonderful life that they desire and deserve. And with no further ado, let's invite her on. So, Susan.
Yes, hello.
Hello, thank you so much for coming
Hi,
here to the
Sharpen
Your Spirit Radio Show. Radio Show, it is such a blessing to have you here and to
thank
hear.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on. Thank you so much for asking me. I'm excited to be on today.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we are so excited about is to hear about this book that you've done. And, you know, as I said in the beginning, is, you know, I think a lot of people get very confused when it comes to, you know, the law of attraction. So the fact that you've written a book that really gives a clear way to walk through, to unlock these keys, we're
yeah.
really looking forward to hearing all about that. But before we get to that, first off, I want to give you great gratitude from my own heart and from the hearts of the listeners, and I'm sure they are all you know, applauding as I say this, and that is, you know, it's a big gift to the world to make a decision to become a teacher. And I want to thank you so very, very much for giving back to our youth, because that's, you know, one of the most important jobs there are in the world.
Thank you. I agree with you. I love it. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to work with children, because they're the ones that are going to make a big difference in our world now. They're the ones that are going to lead us in the right direction. It's really awesome to work with them, and I'm very thankful for it.
Well, what a blessing it must be to have you for a teacher. Boy, would I like to turn back the clock, you know, the time clock, and go back and have a teacher like you, because, you know, like you said, you know, they are the adults of the future, and what a difference it's making in having somebody like you teaching them.
I just want to say that I work with a whole group of teachers who are wonderful with these children, and I'm amazed by them every day. And there's so many teachers out there who are just fantastic, and they need the credit, because there's a lot on their plate anymore, and they're doing it, and so many of them are doing it, oh gosh, so well, and they're working so well with these children. And besides what they have to do with the testing anymore, it's they're sending their love and they're showing their love to these children. So they're amazing. I'm not the only amazing teacher out there, I'll tell you. I'm amazed by the teachers that I work with. They're awesome.
That's wonderful, and I think we'll just send a bunch of love to all the teachers of the world. Let's do that.
Right,
and,
the teachers in the world.
Somehow, with, you know, the fact that you have time to do that, you also have time to get out here as a messenger and share your gift to the world. So how did your spiritual journey start? Because, you know, it's a little bit of I don't want to say a leap. That's not the word that I'm looking for. There's a different word that I'm looking for. But it is a little bit of a jump. And again, that's not the word I'm looking for. But it's okay. We're just going to use it. Here you are a teacher. That takes up a lot of your time. You just said it. There's a lot on your plate, a lot of effort. And here you are also a business owner and a coach and a author. And can you share a little bit more about how that spiritual journey started?
Well, actually, I think it's been coming my whole life. I know many people would say the same thing. Even when I was little, I remember one day looking in the mirror saying, who am I? Who am I? What am I here for? And it just came on me. And I think a lot of us are asking that question. What am I here for? And who am I? And I was very, very young, maybe 10 years old. It started way back. But I think my actual spiritual journey started a long time ago when I was 26. One particular event happened. I started getting very sick, and I felt like I couldn't even get out of bed. And I went to the doctors and had many tests run to find out what the problem was. And I went to several different types of medical doctors, and it became more of a medical waiting game. Have you ever played that one where you have to keep coming back every 6 months and every year? And I decided I wasn't going to play that waiting game and just get sicker. I wanted to get healthier myself. So I remember asking, what should I do? I just asked that into the, you know, ethers or the air or for the divine. And I said, what should I do now? And I remember one day I was home doing cleaning, and I never usually turn the TV on, but something motivated me to turn the TV on, and a talk show was on. And a man was talking on this talk show about one of his relatives who could go into a trance, and that he channeled this information from a very high source, and he gave thousands of medical readings on people from all over the world. And the important thing was he was about 98% correct on his diagnoses, and his treatment were really effective on those who followed the treatments. And the man's name was Edgar Cayce he was talking about. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and he was talking about Edgar Cayce. I'd never heard of him before, but I believe when you ask for help, you get it. And that opened up a whole new world for me. I started reading the Edgar Cayce books and the files, and I learned so many things from that. I learned how to eat better, number one. I didn't really know how to eat well, and it's nobody's fault. I just think I was raised in the 60s, and people had a lot of sweets, and they had a lot of carbs, and they didn't really know how to eat. They did the best they could, but I started learning how to eat better. I started learning how to take care of myself better. But it also opened up a new, deeper level of spiritual awareness in me, something I wasn't getting from the religion that I was brought up in. And what I've learned that sometimes we're given these experiences that are very difficult to go through, that shake up your life, but they're for a higher purpose of getting you on the right path that you're meant to be. And when you go on them, you gain a lot of soul qualities. And these are the qualities your soul wants you to go through or learn. Maybe more courage, more strength, a deeper love of yourself and others, maybe more patience or trust. Whatever you're working on, these things that you go through are going to help you get there. And sometimes it might be 10 years later that you look back and say, wow, I'm glad I had that happen to me, because I wouldn't be who I am now if I didn't go through that experience. And I know a lot of people I've talked to said, yes, I totally agree with you. It's not pleasant sometimes going through it. It could be scary and difficult. But then later on you realize the gift that you got from that experience. So that's when I started actually my spirit really into the spiritual journey. And I've been on it ever since. Even as I was teaching, I was on it, always reading material in the metaphysical, spiritual world. And it just happened that I had heard about life coaching. And I was working with several different teachers myself. And one of them suggested that I be a happiness life coach. And because they thought I would do very well in the happiness field. And it just really rang a bell with me, because I've always wanted to also be a psychologist and help people that way. And that seemed so much like a combination of what I've always wanted to do. So that's when I got my life coaching certificate. And I've been learning ever since. You don't end with the certificate. I mean, I've seen 300 classes or more that will help me and my life coaching and help me help other people. But I think I've been on that journey for a long, long time. And it's just, you're on the journey no matter what you're doing.
I love that story because, you know, there's so many pieces of it. So, you know, you had kind of a health thing, and that health mm-hmm. thing, you know, brought you to the work of Mr. Casey, and that
yeah.
brought you to, you know, just being on this constant journey of
right.
learning and understanding for yourself. And, you know, I find, you know, not only from interviewing people, but from my own personal life story, is that a lot of times it is those life struggles. It is those
exactly.
things that we go through that brings us to really opening up to what our greatest gift is.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. I think we have all come here for these experiences, whether we're kicking and screaming. But we've come here to learn this, or else we'd be in the spirit world where everything is rosy and everything is going the way we want it to go. We wanted to come here. We signed up for this and actually are very happy that we were allowed to come here and feel these things and feel these experiences, whether they're high or low or up or down or in between. We wanted to learn these things. We wanted to go through them. That's our purpose. And we also wanted to see the great changes in our world right now that we're going through. And it's the best it's ever been right now in the year 2016. A lot of the old ways are being released right now. And the planet has the highest vibrations it's ever had. And they say we're learning more now in the 30 years up to 2030 than we have in the last 2 billion years of our Earth's history. We're learning more now than we ever have.
Wow, that's amazing. You
must yes, we wanted to see
that.
This.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's a great reminder because, you know, for the people that will be listening to this in the very beginning, not listening to it, you know, maybe later on down the line, this is coming to us right after a new election, and there's been a lot of shakeup. And, it's really our job to move ourselves to the knowledge or the vibration or the heart energy or however you want to verbally say it, whatever resonates with you, to the fact that we are at the greatest time at this moment.
Yes, we are.
At this moment, and that all sorts of beautiful blessings and good things are happening.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for bringing that up. So
you're welcome.
I love the fact that you're you know, other people shared with you that you should be a happiness coach. That tells me that you must just, happiness just must kind of roll off of you. Would you say that's really who you are?
Yes, I actually really do believe that too. I always smile a lot, and I've had so many people say, you smile all the time. Why do you smile all the time? I actually don't know why people don't. That's the question I ask myself, because I just feel lucky to be on Earth, and I think I always have. And I just feel that no matter what happens, we'll get through this. We'll get through this. We'll always ask, if we ask for help, we'll get through it even faster. But I always thought I knew, ever since I was little, I always knew how to attract what I wanted. And it's not so much something, it's not about things so much, but trusting. I think it's a trust in the universe. And I've always kind of had a trust that I'm going to be taken care of no matter what happens. So that's what motivated me actually to write this book that I wrote, because I wanted to share with others what I feel and what I've learned, the best things that I've learned in all the books. I've read so many books on the law of attraction and seen the movies, and it's based on my own life too. And I truly believe that we can have so much more in our life than we ever expected to have or ever thought we could have. And it's very simple. This book is very simple too. I want it to be something that isn't burdensome for people to do, but it boils down to a trusting and believing and knowing that your needs will be met, and how to do it, and how to say your affirmations and things like that. It's very simple, and it just teaches you that you can have pretty much everything that your heart desires if it's for your greatest and highest good.
Well, I love the fact that you say that it's simple, because you know, many people that have gotten involved in the law of attraction, whether it was through books or through movies or taking classes or, you know, all the different ways that you could possibly get involved with it, people got confused. You know, they really struggled with a kind of a confusion around, you know, around it. So is what really motivated you to write this book? And I'm going to remind the listeners of the name. It's called The Key to Unlocking the Law of Attraction.
Yes, and you can get it on my website. It's not available on Amazon right now because I do a lot of shows around my area, and I want it to become available to sell at the shows. And I'm not able to do that if I put it on Amazon. So it's available through my website. You can have an e-copy of it or a hard copy that I send people also. I have hard copies of it at my house that I ship out. But it's very easy to understand, and even life coaches have told me they understand it better after reading this book. It's just very simple.
Perfect, perfect. And how did you get motivated to do this?
I just think that I used to always think, and it's not an egotistical kind of thinking. I want people to know this. I used to always think I could have everything I wanted. And I remember, as I got older, people used to say, "You can't have that. You can't have that. You can never. You'll never be this. You'll never amount to this. You'll never be able to do this." And I used to think, I need to teach people that they can, that they can have everything they want. I always thought everyone thought like me, but I realized that not everybody did. So I thought this would be a really good book to put out, so everyone would learn how simple it is. And no one person is better than anyone else. Because I think the number one reason people do not get what they want is they feel they don't deserve it. They feel Joe across the street deserves it, not me, because they've been told so often that they're not worthy. You know, maybe their parents did it or their friends or whoever told them they're not worthy. And I think we need to start correcting that and changing our subconscious beliefs about that, because if we can do that, we can pretty much attract anything our heart desires if it's for our greatest and highest good and it's not harming anyone. And I just feel I needed to get that information out there in a really easy, simple way for people.
I love that. I love that. I'm so excited myself to read the book, because I still get confused a little bit with the law of attraction. Sometimes it just seems so complicated when it probably is much simpler. And I was just reading something earlier today that was talking about it being more simple. So I'm very much so looking forward to this. You know, one thing you talk about is raising our vibration. So my first question is talk a little bit about that. And then what can we really do in these difficult times to continue to keep our vibration high?
Well, just because of the energies right now, and I'll tell you this, and it's so important to know this, that the energies now will allow us to attract what we desire 10 times quicker than we could in the year 2000. So our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, everything will come back to us 10 times quicker. So that's what the law of attraction is. Everything you think, do, and say is on a certain wavelength that comes back to us. But right now, in the high energies that we're in right now, it's going to come back to you 10 times faster. So we really have to keep in mind what we're thinking, what we're doing, what we're saying, and what our actions are, because a lot of people just don't realize that's just coming back. If you're in fear a lot, the universe just says yes to you. Yes, yes, yes. I'll give you whatever you think, whatever you're feeling. I'll heap more of that on you. So a lot of people just are unaware that when they're reacting in a lower way, you know, negativity, jealousy, fear, anger, you know, that's going to come back to them a lot faster. And so just monitoring your inner thoughts is going to really help that a lot. Monitoring, so if you can't look at something as being positive, because we're not being Pollyannish. I don't want to be, you know, a Pollyanna saying everything's great when it isn't. But we have to know that when we're going through something difficult, we're given it for a reason. Actually, the higher part of you wanted you to have that experience. or it wanted someone else close to you to have that experience and you agreed upon it. So know that there's a higher purpose for everything that you go through. Just knowing that helps a lot of people to know that they've agreed on this on a higher level. And so you have to just monitor your thoughts. If you can't be positive, be neutral. They say everything in the spirit world is neutral anyhow. We just put a charge to it on Earth. We're just putting charges to it. So when you put negative charges to everything, the universe says, yes, 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 I'll give you more of that. I'll give you more of that fear. I'll give you something to be fearful about. I'll give you something to be angry about, because that seems to be where you are right now. So we just have to monitor how we react to things. And there's a lot of tools that are very simple that you can just take yourself right out of that fear or, you know, negativity. And just deep breathing, like three times in a row, will connect you more to your soul. Just three times deep breathing to the count of four, and holding it to the count of four will take you right out of your whatever the lower vibrations that you're giving off are. Do you want to do that together? Would you like to do
one of those
activities?
Sure, I'd love to do that together. Okay, listeners,
okay.
Let's do our breathing, and we're going to let Sue guide us on this.
Okay. So we're going to take a deep breath, and when we take this deep breath, say, for instance, we had something traumatic happen to us that we feel is traumatic. So what we do is we just kind of like ground ourselves to the ground. It's really good if you can get outside and just walk around in nature or take your shoes off while you're doing it. A lot of people can't do that, but it's a good idea if you can. But when you're breathing in, have your stomach come out. Pretend your whole body's breathing. So you want to breathe in to the count of four and hold it to the count of four, because that connects you on a deeper level to your soul. And then let all the anger, all the whatever the lower level vibrations of the day are, out to the count of four and release them all completely. So we'll do that three times. Is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to take a deep breath to the count of four. Ready? Begin. One, breathe in. Two, three, four. Hold it for four. One. Two, three, four. Release all the lower level vibrations of the day. One, two, three, four. Let's breathe in one more time. Big belly breath. One, two, three, four. Hold it for four. One, two, three, four. Release all the lower vibrations of the day. Two, three, four. One more time. Deep belly breath. One, two, three, four. Hold it for four. One, two, three, four. Release all the lower vibrations of the day. Two, three, four. Now, here's one step further. Pretend that it's a hot 95-degree day, and you're in a heavy winter coat, and you just, oh, gosh, you're just so uncomfortable, and all of a sudden this ocean appears right in front of you, and you just can't wait to jump in. So you throw off your coat and you just jump right in that ocean and feel how good that feels. And then you look back and you see a wave, this real big wave coming towards you. You're just so excited to see this wave because you love waves. You love to jump and play in the waves. And it's coming behind you and it's coming towards you. And all of a sudden it just comes right through you and washes out all the remaining negativity that could be there from the whole day. It's completely gone. Poof, it's done. It's gone. So the wave ran right through you and took all the remaining negativity out. So
that's
just little
beautiful
things like that, that are very simple, because I'm for simplicity, because I've talked to too many people who are way too busy anymore, and they just have minutes that they can do things to help themselves out. They're raising kids or taking care of their parents, or, you know, and have two jobs or a job, and it's just so much for people. So I'm all about making things really simple. But that is one little thing.
I just want to say for myself personally, that was a beautiful squeegee of my energy, where I just kind of moved everything aside that wasn't right for me in this moment, and I'm in a whole different place. So thank you, Susan. That's
You're
wonderful.
Welcome. You're welcome. Yes, that's
it.
One
it.
Call on divine light and divine love and picture light surrounding you and in through you and all around your aura, your whole inside of your body, your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body. Just picture it being filled with light. Just call on that light and divine love. That does it for me immediately too. I just call on divine light and divine love to surround me. And that just connects you on a deeper, more loving, light-filled level than being in a state of, you know, kind of turmoil, which a lot of people are in anymore. Especially now, a lot of people, since the election, a lot of people are feeling, many different emotions that they need to release. So these can help you release. There's so many things that you can use to help you release feelings of unsureness and just not sure what's going on, and they need to release that and bring back love. Just send love and light to everyone. That's the key.
Absolutely.
Love and light.
Absolutely.
We're always divinely taken care of. We're always being watched over. Even though I've talked to many people and they say, "What happened? We're not being watched over." I can guarantee you, we're divinely watched over now. Right now, in this moment, we're being divinely watched over, and God, the Creator, is watching over us and knows everything that's going on and is helping us immensely.
Well, that's a beautiful place to be. That's a beautiful,
yes.
Talk about, you know, keeping your thoughts in a place that are part of the law of attraction. Keeping your thoughts there certainly is that. You know,
right.
One thing though, I have to ask you though, and we are getting a little bit close to the end of the show, but I want to make sure that I get this question out, and that is, you know, a lot of times we kind of fall into these, I don't know if the word would be pitfalls or these little valleys or whatever it is, where we really struggle in manifesting what we truly desire, you know, here in this earthly school, as I call it. Can you tell a little bit about what to do when we get in those areas or those times where we're really struggling with that?
Yes. There's a couple things I can tell you right off the bat. One thing I notice with a lot of people is when they ask for things that they want from the divine, you know, they're asking a really a good way too. They have their affirmations written down the right way and they're really saying it a lot. But what happens is, their actions don't match what they're asking for. In other words, they're not incongruent with what they're asking for. So make sure your energies, what you're doing is matching what you want. In other words, I'll give you an example. Someone who makes that affirmation that they want to lose 25 pounds by spring, but then goes to McDonald's 2 to 3 times a week and eats hamburgers and milkshakes. So in other words, the universe is very confused by that. It doesn't know what you really want because what you're doing is not matching that same energy that you want. So we have to be really careful of that. Or someone who says, I want a soulmate who loves me and I love them and they have their their essential things that they want in a soulmate, but then they go out and start dating people who are known as people who don't treat them very well. So we have to really watch that we're not doing that either, because the universe just, you know, says, I don't know what you really want. I don't know what you really want. If your actions matched your thoughts and feelings were, I could give that to you a lot faster. So we need to pay attention to that. That's one thing.
That is really great that you explain that, because I think that gets to the simplicity. I think people, the one thing that has gotten a little bit diluted in learning about the law of attraction is that we think that if we just think happy thoughts, that, you know, everything's going to be fine. We'll just skip along and everything, you know, these happy thoughts, but we really have to be congruent with our thoughts, our actions, and our vibrations.
Right.
You keep us all in one basket, so to speak. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yes, I am saying that. And another thing I think that's really important is don't allow other people to block your happiness. A lot of people are people pleasers. A lot of women especially are people pleasers, and they put others before themselves. And it's wonderful helping other people, but sometimes people, they feel entrapped by their own need to have others need us. And so don't get into the traps of that. We might be trying to feel appreciated or whole or valued, but it never works because it has to come from ourselves. We have to be the ones feeling whole. And everyone is. Everyone, to me, everyone is whole. Everyone was born whole. How I think of us is the Creator is a sun. We're all a ray of that sun. We're all part of God, and we are whole, and we need to remember who we are and step into our power of who we really are. So we don't need anyone else telling us what to do, or we don't need to feel valued or whole because someone else tells us that. So that's another thing I want to say, because I know a lot of people still are right there. They just depend on others for their happiness, and that sometimes
Absolutely.
Doesn't last very long.
I think that's a beautiful, beautiful way for us to bring our show to a closing today, Susan, and that is about the fact that loving yourself
Yes.
and putting yourself first is all part of the law of attraction, right? That's
Yes.
part of those keys that you're talking about unlocking.
Yes.
It's
about the most important part. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
I feel
that's
the most important part, knowing who you really are, and you have powers beyond your imagination, and there's so many things that you can do, and a lot of that is in my book, and I do coaching sessions, you know, with people to help them, but we're very powerful, and we actually are very magical. We just have to relearn that we are, and sometimes our subconscious holds us back a little bit, and it says, no, you can't do this, and you can't do that. But it takes about 30 days of reprogramming your subconscious to actually learn something new and know how loving you are and how magical and how powerful you are. It takes 30 days to release some thoughts and feelings about ourselves. If they're lower thoughts, we need to release those too.
Well, that's a beautiful way to end the show today and to thank you for coming on. And that is that we're all magical and powerful. And so what I'm going to say, one, is Susan, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and the love from the listeners, that we're so happy that you came on today and shared this gift, your message that you have to the world. And the second thing is that I want to share is I want to share everybody who really connected with Susan's message and is ready to really kind of unlock this law of attraction for themselves. Please go to youressentialhappiness.com. And again, you can get the book there in two ways. One way is to get the book itself, which she will mail you, or you can actually get a downloadable version, whichever one works for you. And I know that because of the heartfelt love that Susan has put into this, but the simplicity that we can all do the work that she is teaching us. So Susan, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you so much. I've loved it. I've loved being on your show. Thank you so much.
Well, hopefully we'll have you back again sometime. I certainly would love that.
Thank you. Much love to you and your listeners.
Much love to you, Susan. Thank you again.
Thank you.
So, everybody, boy, you have to love that message. The fact that you come first and putting yourself first and being able to really embrace yourself and love yourself is one of the first steps in the law of attraction so you can create the life that you desire. So I certainly suggest to everybody to go grab this book because we all need a simple step-by-step plan for creating the life that we desire. And you get that at Susan's website, which is called youressentialhappiness.com. So that is the end of our show today for the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. And you know, there's a few things that we always end with. And first off is, if you love the show, let us know. If you have questions for us or you need to like to give some input to this show, please come on over to sharpenyourspirit.com and contact me. I'm here to support you any way that you need. And then last but not least, you are loved here, big love, light, and, as you know, a big kiss to everybody. Have a beautiful week, everybody. See you next time.